Hey guys, welcome to the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha Backchat podcast. We are the breakfast show in Brisbane on Hit 105 and we get a lot of guests onto our show. Sometimes we have to pre-record them for different reasons. They're overseas and the time difference and they get edited down. So there's some bits that you don't actually get to hear on the air. In this podcast, you'll hear complete unedited chats, stuff that legally probably can't go on the radio. Plus, there'll be some interviews that did go live to air. You'll also get to hear the moments leading up to it. So the stuff we talk about when no one is actually listening, we've put into this special podcast just for you. Please enjoy. Hello, Malcolm, hey, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Yes, good to talk to you.
Okay, you too, mate. We're not on the air just yet. We're just checking the line. Hang on 1 second. Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha, Brisbane's Hit 105, DJ Konski in the mix now, everyone, best behaviour. The boss is here, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, good morning.
Good morning, great to be with you.
Oh, you didn't see it, but we did stand for you, so just want to let you know there.
Very good.
Thank you. Why are you blessing our...
I'm standing too.
Good. Why are you blessing our beautiful state today?
Well, I was here yesterday and talking about energy and I'm going out today to look at the $900 million we're spending, federal government spending on the Gateway North upgrade. Mm-hmm. So that's a that is a big project. And then I'll go down to Beenleigh and meet people down there with Bert Van Manen, the local member, and I'll be with Luke Howarth this morning, the member for Petrie. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be going up to the Sunshine Coast this afternoon. And we've got... politics in the pub there with Ted O'Brien and Andrew Wallace. So
politics in the pub,
big day. Wow.
Sounds like Highway, Bruce Highway, M1. You know, we're investing billions of dollars in infrastructure in Queensland, and it's important that I check it out and see how it's being spent.
God, sounds like you got your hands full, and it's not with a beer and a baby this time. So well done there, sir.
Thank you very much. Yes,
right. I've got to say that was actually a really beautiful photo, and I thought finally we can see the multitasking. I really enjoyed that photo. Wasn't it a bit silly? The outcry.
I thought it was, yeah, but of course it was Daisy's. Daisy's joke about the men's limitations at multitasking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If it was a woman cooking dinner, holding a baby, and drinking a wine, we'd all be applauding it, going, "How amazing!" But the Prime Minister does it, there's trouble, hey?
Well, it was pretty peaceful. It was a very, very good game, of course, when the Swans beat Essendon, and then of course got beaten very badly by Geelong the following week, which is no good, so they're out.
Mm. Hey, speaking of the real code here in Queensland, NRL, are you going to be going for
what do you think, an all Queensland grand final? Yeah. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon it's going to happen. Who would you back when it happens? Would you go Cowboys or Broncos?
That's a good question, you know, because my team is in the hunt. The Roosters are playing the Cowboys on Saturday, so... Look, I'd go for the Cowboys if I was going to between the Cowboys and the Broncos, but the Roosters are my team and my local team, and always have, because I've always lived in the same part of Sydney. So I'm looking forward to them beating the Cowboys and then going on to win the grand final. But you know, football is, you never know, you get unexpected outcomes. Mm.
Especially
good. They're going well, though. I saw them at training the other day.
And, just popping in.
They invited me to do the weights with them.
Right.
Yes.
And they're all Game of Thrones fans, mm-hmm. A number of them were. So I said, I'm one of the wise men with skinny arms.
But you are looking fit as a fiddle these days, Malcolm. What happened? You're looking fantastic at the moment.
Oh, gosh, that's kind. Nothing's happened. I just haven't done anything special. Went for a lovely walk this morning along the river here.
Lovely.
In Brisbane and, you know, said hello to lots of people and it's good. Mm. It's a very beautiful, beautiful time of year here.
Didn't you do... are you doing the special same Chinese diet that Abby did?
Yeah. Do you know, I went and saw Dr. Liu in Sydney and I've got... Oh, yeah. I'm doing the fasting at the moment, which I believe you did.
Yeah. Many years ago, when I say many years ago, probably
2011. I researched.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah. And what I to be honest, I found all the herbs. I gave them up after a few weeks because I worked out that what it did, however, it made me realize that I could control my appetite. Mm. And once you get on top of your, it's a mental thing. Once you work out that you can decide how much you eat, then you can control your weight, because ultimately, you know, people spend billions of dollars, I guess, on diets, but ultimately the answer is eat less, isn't it? So that's the hard. It's two words. It's easier to say than to do.
Mate,
but that's the challenge.
I want to ask your advice on something.
Sure.
Have you ever bought your wife clothing without her knowing? Like, have you ever surprised her with a dress or something you wanted her to wear?
No. That would be most unwise, I think.
Oh, he's just done that for his wife, and he showed me the dress.
Even the Prime Minister doesn't do it.
Yeah. Well, it's a look. I think it works better the other way.
Mm. Yes.
What are you worried about? Like, what would be the things that you would worry about? Because I'm thinking of doing it and giving it to her without and just going, here, surprise. What do you reckon might get me in trouble?
Well, what if it doesn't fit?
Mm-hmm.
What if she doesn't like it?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. I think clothes are very personal, and a lot of men's clothes are very utilitarian. So, you know, a pair of jeans, a t-shirt, a shirt, a tie. Mm. I mean, ultimately, if someone gives you a tie that you don't particularly like, it doesn't matter. You just don't wear it very often.
Maybe you could help Maddie out, Malcolm. I've seen you squirm out of some very heavy questions at question time. It's Friday night. It's her birthday. Maddie's presented the dress. It's the wrong size. She's upset. What does Maddie say?
I love you.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
A big hug and a big kiss. I love you. Happy birthday.
Hey, Malcolm Turnbull, you know that everyone would be talking about the plebiscite, and you have been honest and open saying that you were going to vote yes. I wanted to know your opinion on what happened with the business owner of a children's party who sacked one of her workers because she was promoting... Who's saying that she was going to vote no. Is that legal? What's your thoughts on it?
Well, look, I don't know enough about the facts to know about the legality. I just say this. Freedom of expression is an absolutely fundamental part of our way of life as Australians. So I encourage everybody, employers, everyone, to treat others with respect and respect. If you want people to respect your point of view on same-sex marriage or anything else, you've got to respect theirs. Now, Lucy and I are voting yes. We encourage others to vote yes. But above all, we respect everybody's views, those that take a different view that are going to vote no. And most importantly, we encourage everyone to have their say. So we want to see as high a participation rate, I think we all do, as possible. Now, as far as the... So again, I don't know. I can't give you an answer on the legal point. I mean, it is a fact though that workplace and anti-discrimination laws around the country prohibit employers from sacking or mistreating workers on the basis of their political or religious views. But it depends on the circumstances. But look, the main thing is respect. You know, people are entitled to a different point of view. And if you want people to respect your point of view, you've got to be prepared to respect theirs.
Is that the politician's version of "I love you" when you buy the wrong?
No, but it's "I respect you."
Yeah,
I
agree.
And we've got an amazing nation here. You know, we are the most successful multicultural society in the world. The Australian project is extraordinary. It's unique. And how do we live in such relative harmony in the midst of all of this diversity? We do so because of respect, mutual respect. And so that is the important thing. Treat people with respect, and they'll treat you with respect. And then your differences, you know, you resolve them. And we're going to resolve the differences on same-sex marriage with this by giving every Australian a say. And, you know, by the middle of November, we'll know the answer. Mm. And that will determine what happens in the Parliament.
All right. Well, look, Malcolm, we really appreciate you coming on, mate. We know you're a busy man. And thanks for calling through to us when you're here in Queensland.
Good. Great to be with you.
There he is. Thanks. Malcolm Turnbull, Prime Minister of Australia, on the air. Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher. Hey, thanks for listening. This is the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher Backchat podcast. You can catch up on the whole show with our daily podcast as well. Search for us in the store. Plus, find us worldwide on the Hit 105 app in your app store too. If you're in Brisbane, don't forget we're on daily as well from 6 a.m. on 105.3 FM. Stav.